VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome. You're listening to eBay Radio, where growing your business on eBay is our life. It's time to open phones. So give us a call right now at 888-RADIO-30. That's toll free. 888-723-4630. We love to talk. It's hard to stop us. Lines are open. Here is your host, Griff.
This open phone segment is sponsored by TerraPeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. We are waiting for your calls at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30. 888-723-4630. And Joel Elad has stayed with us there in the Hello. Studio in San Diego to talk a little bit more about tax tips and, you know, running a business in general. And if you didn't, we didn't mention it enough last segment, Joel sells mostly comic books and related
merchandise, statues, action figures, DVDs, stuff like that.
Exactly. So I wanted to give you a chance to talk a little bit about your books.
Okay.
Because you've written quite a few.
A lot. Several in the Four Dummies series.
Yes, I've written five books for dummies.
What are they, the five books?
LinkedIn for Dummies, Starting an Online Business All in One, Facebook Advertising, Starting an iPhone App Business, and Web Stores Do It Yourself.
How could you go wrong? You have to get these books.
And of course, my very first book through McGraw-Hill was called eBay Your Business.
eBay Your Business. You got to buy these. Is that first one available, though?
It's been out of print for a while. And
so it's a collector's item.
It is, actually. We were the very first book that tried to teach businesses how to take advantage of eBay. We were light years ahead of our time. So, and my co-author, Janelle Elms, has gone on to write several other books as well. So,
how is Janelle doing? We haven't had her on in a while.
That's a good question, actually. I haven't talked to her in a while myself. So we've both been busy with our businesses.
Well, and she's been busy with other things.
Yes.
Wildlife, that lady lives.
But, my eBay activity has been mostly focused on things like educational specialist and selling my own products on eBay as well.
You want to stay with us to answer some calls?
Absolutely.
Are we getting any?
Yeah.
And one quick plug on the tax thing. I definitely want to mention GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping, formerly known as Outright.
Yes.
They're a fabulous company, and they definitely help automate a lot of things in your business. It's a little bit of setup time. It's worth it.
They used to be called Outright. Now they're called GoDaddy Bookkeeping.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But if you go to Outright.com, they're still
there. It forwards you to their address.
I know.
So I've been using them for over 2 years now, and it just makes – I know it sounds like I'm promoting a sponsor, but – It just makes this whole task so much easier.
Yes.
You have to tweak it as you go along. So I'm constantly going in and making little tweaks so that information that they're pulling from PayPal and eBay and my bank account, they're going to the right accounts. And you can set up your own accounts. It really is a great program. I can't recommend it enough.
Right. And I'm a guest speaker, so I can recommend them as much as I want. And they're absolutely awesome. I've met the developers, and I've met a lot of the staff, and it's a very good product to make a very difficult task a lot easier.
Wendell in Louisiana? No, Wendell in Los Angeles, California, known on eBay as Wild Shrooms. Hey, Wendell, what's your question or comment?
Hey, Lee. Hey, Griff.
Hey.
First time, a long time. Always appreciate the information. I'm having trouble with pictures dropping out of my listing, and I did my due diligence and took screen capture, so I'm ready to send that. But I would relist something, and then it would be fine. You know, there's eight pictures, and then I go back in there maybe, you know, later on in the day just to check it, and then there's only one picture.
Yikes. Yeah, send that to me. I want to see this.
Yeah, I have talked to eBay customer support, and they told me it was probably a glitch, so I just took it as that and I said, oh, it won't happen again. So 30 days later, when, it was time to relist, and I have since, upgraded to the mid-level store just so to avoid all of this. But I was just curious if there was something that I was doing wrong on the front end and things that I could avoid so it won't happen.
So I'm going to say no. I don't think there is anything you're doing wrong, so we need to get to the bottom of it.
Okay, I appreciate that. And one other quick thing. I had a listing for a Brown University crew T-shirt. I mainly deal with T-shirts and things that I can store flat. Mm-hmm. And I sold a North Carolina Tar Heels one last night. And then when I checked this morning, the Brown University listing no longer had the Brown University T-shirt. It had the Carolina Tar Heel T-shirt. The title was still Brown University, but all the information was the Tar Heel T-shirt. And the description was related to Chapel Hill. So,
yikes!
That's a funky one.
Yeah, that is. Send that to me too.
Yes, yes, sir. I have screen captures and I have timestamps on things because I'm, you know,
you're good.
And I appreciate all the information. I'm transitioning from having a job for about 15 years, and now I'm trying to strike out on my own. And
well, that's great.
All the segments, and I'm very specific about packaging and that user experience. So all my T-shirts are in a poly bag and steam clean. And one quick question: I have a listing. The last picture of every T-shirt listing, it's a composite where I take a picture of, you know, four T-shirts in a poly bag, and then I have, you know, a little statement that goes in front of it that says "Package with love, steam clean, suitable for gift giving." Is that against eBay picture policy if I put a superimpose a message on top of a picture?
Yeah, if you're using software to do it, yeah, unfortunately.
Even if it's not part of like the listing.
Right. So if you're using software to edit that and put text in, that's not good.
Can he put a post-it note?
You can put a post-it note, yeah. You can actually write something on a note or a print. You can print something on a piece of paper. I know this sounds so rinky-dink, but...
No, it's perfect. You know, it's part of the handiwork that's involved with shipping, and I'll design it tastefully, and it'll look good.
Wendell, one last question.
Yes, ma'am.
Here it is.
Mm-hmm.
So did you listen to a lot of the back... when you started listening to eBay Radio, did you listen to a lot of the archives?
Yes, I did.
Ooh,
see, we find that most people do that.
Yeah.
We're thankful for that. Thank you so much, Wendell. Call anytime.
And I'll be waiting for those emails.
Okay. Love those first-time callers. Absolutely.
So, Joel Lee.
Yes.
Somebody on the chat board says, good afternoon. I have a question for our guest, Joel. What if you do not use an entire room as a home office and just use portions of several rooms? Can you still use the square footage deduction for home office? So I'm imagining this is someone who has maybe a desk where they do their work in half of a room, and then in half of their bedroom is taken up with stacks of merchandise, but not the whole room. How would you suggest that?
I would tell you the IRS's answer is no.
If you use that space for something in addition to work, like your dining room table, for instance, you can't deduct it.
Correct. I see. So it gets tricky if you're spread out.
But if it's portion of a room and you don't use it for something else, sometimes that's something to ask your tax person. But usually,
correct,
if the space is used for more than one thing other than business,
then it's usually better to be safe than sorry.
Yeah, I agree.
Deduct it.
So I use my garage only for this darn shirt business. There's nothing but shirts in there now. It's coming out of the roof. But I sit and do some of my work in my office in the house, but I don't deduct that because I use it for personal. I use it for, you know, it's my little library. And I've always said,
well,
I don't know how.
Aren't we honest?
Well, I just don't know how I would do it and be. I don't want people to. I'm in the public eye. I can't cheat on this stuff.
Of course.
Can you imagine reading in the paper, Griff audited and found guilty? Yeah, that gives me a lot of.
The scandal, the drama.
But what else do you use your home office for other than
me?
eBay? Yeah.
eBay Inc. When I'm working from home, you know, other stuff like. I don't know.
Griff, talk to your tax person. You may be able to deduct that room.
Yes.
I think
seriously,
I'm okay.
You may be able to deduct it.
All right.
Okay.
I'll find out.
Victor in Yonkers, New York. Mm. Hey, Victor, what's your question or comment?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Good.
It's always a joy to listen to the both of you.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. I basically have a question that I'm not too sure whether you would address it because it has to do more like with the board of directors, the eBay board of directors, where I've read about strategic company growth strategies and structure that entails downsizing personnel. It entails going independent from PayPal. And when I listen to these types of sudden news developments, I start to think that eBay may be struggling because of the competition with the Alibabas of the world and perhaps the Amazons and the surge of Etsy. Can you guys enlighten me or share anything?
Yeah, no, unfortunately I can't because I'm just not qualified. Plus, yeah, I work for my beloved company and I'm not going to second guess our board of directors or any decisions that are made. But we do spend a lot of time, especially around earnings. Our execs and now the CEOs of the separate companies do a lot of talking around earnings, and you can find all of that information, and you can, if you really want to ask them a question, you can ask them a question during their earnings calls, and that's what my suggestion would be. But I don't discuss the top-level strategy like that. It wouldn't be appropriate.
But thank you so much for your call, Victor. We do appreciate it. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, and if for some reason you cannot get to us by telephone, maybe you're shy, maybe you're at work and you can't use the phone, you can always go to the eBay radio player that you're listening to us on right now. That very one. And down at the bottom, there is one that says, contact us. It's very simple. Click on that, submit it, and we do have a couple of those when we come back. Joel, you going to stay with us for
Absolutely.
Another? Great.
Yeah, because Joel lives right there, right?
He does.
I've driven
That's
by
why
his...
That's here.
I was thinking of you the last time I was in San Diego, because I think I drove again right by your where you live. Because we did that wonderful webinar from that webcast. That was fun. This segment was brought to you by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. More in a moment,
888-723-4630. I can't believe you got me out of the house this early to go to a garage sale. I think I'm going to need another coffee after this.
I do this every weekend. I like to hit the sales early before all the best stuff is gone.
Are those vinyl records? When did you start listening to those again?
They're not for me. I sell them on eBay.
You do? Well, how do you know which ones to pick?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching sold items on eBay. I can tell which albums sell best and what they're worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com. Sometimes it becomes clear when you're product sourcing that you need to fish in a new pond. BidOnFusion.com is looking for those few savvy power sellers who recognize a great new fishing opportunity when they see one. BidOnFusion.com is America's largest wholesale resource for bulk closeout lots from major retailers such as Walmart and Home Depot, along with customer returns and overstocked inventory. BidOnFusion has the widest variety of goods available to eBay sellers. You'll find great new inventory auctions going for pennies on the dollar against full retail. Historically available to only large-scale liquidators. Choose from appliances, general merchandise, power tools, home entertainment, building materials, home improvement lots, and more. All bundled into premium pallets. We constantly offer new inventory every day. Check us out often. Go to bidonfusion.com. There's some big fish waiting.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 304.
It's time to take a look at what's most important in the new year. John Lawson is CEO of Colder Ice Media and is known on eBay as Titanium Power Seller Shoestring King. His tip?
Learn to target a market for success. The days of keyword dependency are over. It's really about making a personal, engaging plea for people to purchase from you, which is kind of interesting because that was the beginning of eBay. Then we got all into keywords and stuffing and all that. And I'm saying now that marketing is going back to the beginning, which is about the personal connection.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio Open Phones. This is the time for you to call in, share a tip, ask a question, get some help, shed some light, get your listings critiqued, or yes, even complain. At the ready with Girded Loin, here is your host, Griff.
And this Open Phone segment is brought to you by BidOnFusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. Give us a call, 888-RADIO-30, that number again, 888-723-4630. And Joel is staying for the till the top of the hour with us, and that's fantastic because I got another question for you.
Oh, go ahead.
This comes from the chat board, and the question is, and this is I couldn't even begin to answer this. If you deduct the space for a home office when you sell your house, don't you have to recapture the depreciation?
I believe the answer is yes. I was actually researching before I came on, and I saw an article by Cliff Enico,
right,
the eBay Sellers. He wrote a wonderful book, The eBay Sellers Tax and Legal Guide, and somebody asked him the same question. And if you are deducting over the years, you have to exclude whatever savings you deducted when you sell the house, and because you've already taken that deduction, if you will, over the years, so you have to factor that in when it's time to sell the house.
So I don't understand, when you sell the house.
So if you've already, like, let's say captured $10,000 in quote unquote gains by deducting over the years $10,000 worth of expenses.
Yes.
You have to include that when you figure out your profit on the house.
On that's the house.
The
I see.
Profit, okay.
The profit.
The
so right. You, that's something you absolutely need to tell your tax professional. But it actually does need to be considered.
All right. Well, boy, there's so much to think about then.
Yes.
Should I, if I'm going to sell my house in the next year, which I'm not, but last week I was thinking I might have to, if I'm going to sell my...
Yeah, we were cleaning out our guest room for him last week.
No one knows this. I had boxes ready to
through.
Go. Anyway, none of that. It's in the past now. I'd have to... That would be part of the equation about whether I want to take the mortgage deduction for this year, because...
Again, that's something you need to talk to your CPA.
You need to talk to your tax.
About.
Yeah, you do. You're
very
right.
Important.
Boy, okay? Your head could spin.
Hey, you know, we have a form submission from the Contact Us.
Good.
It's from CJ Rizzo, also here in San Diego, California. We seem to be having a San Diego day today.
Yeah.
CJ is known on eBay as Mojo Modern. Mm-hmm. Hi, Griffin Lee. Having some sleepless nights in San Diego over a return. Would love to discuss on air or through email, telephone with Griff. Need to know who I can talk to at eBay to appeal eBay's decision. Customer has my money, $250 that eBay returned to them out of my PayPal account, and my items, and it's been over 2 months since they bought the items. Please help. Love your show, CJ.
You know, they have to email me with the information, and I can't promise I can do anything. I need to make this clear that I'm always willing to help, but I can't guarantee that I'm going to get you results. But you can always email me at griff@ebay.com.
Thank you.
As a last resort, please don't use this as a first point of contact for eBay customer support, because I'm not in customer support. I don't work there. I have I have a connection to customer support. It's best to only use me as a last resort.
And I will tell you, when you call eBay Radio, you don't have to be on hold for 87 minutes.
Yeah.
So give us a call here on eBay Radio about some of your issues. There are some personal issues we cannot talk about your account, that have to go directly to Griff.
Yeah, there's also, and CJ was smart, because I can't, as a matter of privacy, we can't discuss account particulars for any one person on the air.
Exactly.
We can talk about general questions. So.
Well, very quickly, because we don't have much time. Joel and I had a fascinating conversation during a break.
Oh, figures. I wasn't there.
About going on vacation. He went on vacation, and he doesn't want to put his store on vacation. What did you do, Joel?
What I did was I actually converted, in some cases, all of my listings to auctions without a buy it now. And that way, nothing could sell while I was away. It could get bids, it could get traffic, people could fight over it, but I timed them all to end when I would be back in town. And so that way I could go, and it was a great way to convert a lot of my listings. I did this in December for the holidays. And it was a great way to kind of clean out those one-year, two-year listings. And if I had to relist it as a fixed price, it started with a new start date, which helped me with best match.
So, why won't you put your store on vacation?
Well, I don't know if it's a phobia or it's the, I don't want people to come to my store and then think, oh, he's closed. I don't know when he's going to, even though the date of reopening is very clear, I don't want them to feel like they, you know, if they go away, I'm afraid they won't come back. And it's not necessarily logical, but it's, I want my customers to feel like they can always come to me, even if it's just to browse. Because a lot of times I got people that look at my listings and then a week or 2 weeks or a month later, maybe come back to bid. And so I always want to feel like I'm available and that they can buy stuff, they can look at stuff, and have a good experience with me. So,
what do you do, Griff, when you go on vacation?
I close the store down.
You have no phobia?
No, it's just, well, I don't have a choice. I mean, I'm not going to... If I was running this as my only source of income as a business, I would make other arrangements, absolutely. Probably wouldn't go on vacation for very long, which I don't do it now, so it would be a big change. But yeah, I personally don't, and it's not because I'm afraid that eBay is going to do something bad to me. I just don't want to sell stuff without being able to fulfill it. I don't care if that's my own website, eBay, anywhere. If I can't currently fulfill a sale quickly, then I don't want to be open for business.
Joel, thank you for being with us today.
Yes, Joel, it was a pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
And we hope to hear from you soon. Again, you can find Joel's books at the Dummy Series for eBay. Different, like LinkedIn for Dummies. Thanks again. This open phone segment was brought to you by Bid on Fusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. Next up, promoting your business right here on eBay Radio.
Okay, it's down to the wire at tax time. And if you're not done, you're probably losing sleep. Well, sleep peacefully tonight and wake up to GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. They automatically import last year's eBay and PayPal numbers, as well as those from most banks with online service. That way, you have all you need at tax time. GoDaddy's Online Bookkeeping populates all your numbers into a Schedule C. This will set you up for next year's taxes as you go, with estimated tax numbers and sales tax tracking, so you'll be prepared without any worries at all. GoDaddy's Online Bookkeeping offers a complete array of bookkeeping tools at a very reasonable price, just $9.99 a month. Best of all is the peace of mind it brings. GoDaddy's Online Bookkeeping will make this year easier, so next year's taxes won't be such a pain. Visit Outright.com now and sleep peacefully tonight.
You work hard to get customers in the first place and to keep them happy. You want to be all you can be as a seller. You source products, do your research, and list. Good job. Now, let's talk about the quality of your packing and shipping. That's where Bubble Fast comes in. Bubble Fast ensures you have the very best containers made from the sturdiest products, along with top quality packing materials at really decent prices delivered right to your door. Owners Robin and Mark have been eBay sellers for years, and Bubble Fast is their labor of love, all to ensure other eBayers can have the most useful shipping supplies to support their businesses. Heck, they even answer the phone themselves. Their service and reliability and the range of their products makes you exactly the kind of eBay seller you want to be. Go to BubbleFast.com right now to see the full spectrum of what they offer. That's BubbleFast.com.
34 hopes, 35 hopes, 36 hopes.
What's that?
It's my husband. He's at the bank jumping through hoops. We need some funds quickly to grow our business. He'll be gone all day, pretty much.
Why don't you just go to Cabbage.com? Cut out all this jumping through hoops business.
How would that be different?
Cabbage makes it easy. Their swift process looks at real-life data, like your selling history online, not just your credit score. You get a decision in minutes, and your funds are available to use instantly. Yes, you heard right. Just minutes until Cabbage funds are in your account to use. Up to $100,000.
Wow. Where do I go and what do I do?
First, go pick up your husband from the bank. Then visit Cabbage.com and simply link your eBay store or any online service you use. No
paperwork, faxing, or waiting in line required. In less than 7 minutes, you could be using your funds. That's cabbage with a K.com. Fast, flexible funding at your fingertips.